Thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Well, thank you for having us. We are so excited about this.
We're so excited. Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk about the open house coming up on the 25th. This is an opportunity for people to really see what you're all about.
It is. We're inviting the whole public, whoever wants to see the gardens and see what camp is like. We're hoping to have some of our campers there that were there last year. We're going to have some activities planned, tours planned. It's just to get seen.
Sure.
We'll have the tents up. We'll have everything set up like camp at that time.
Really? So they'll get to meet a lot of the board members and volunteers and all that as well.
Yeah. Yes. It'll be like an opportunity to see what the girls are going to experience that week.
Okay.
You know, kind of get a feel for what the girls are going to go through that week. Yeah.
Now, this is your second year of camp, right?
Yes.
And your first open house, would you say? Yeah.
Yeah. First open house for camp. I've had open houses just for my garden business, but this is the first camp one.
Okay. Wonderful. And so, because people are, they're curious about this, aren't they, Eloise?
Yeah, they are. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And Stacy, you get lots of questions about just what is this about?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they want to know like what the girls are going to be doing that week. And so this is an opportunity for all those people that have questions to come out and see what it is that we're actually doing.
Yeah.
And get to a feel. I mean, not everybody gets to be on a farm, gets to be out in the garden. And so the public is curious. And so they get an opportunity to see what's going on, what's going to happen.
Could you tell us the details on the open house? It's on the 25th.
It's on the 25th. It's from 1 to 5.
Okay.
You can't miss it. When you get to my place, it looks like a circus. There'll be tents, big tents and signs and everything. And I'm at the dead end of Arizona Avenue. So it looks like the street ends.
Yeah.
Keep going. That's my house. It's a very small farm.
Yeah,
but it's big enough for what we do.
Okay,
and it's very personal. We're not grand. We are down to earth, simple people.
Right, right. And so, what else? What any other activities you'll be doing there?
We're probably going to have some crafts set out. So if there's any little children. You know, we'll probably have chalk, chalk, and if little kids, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of little kids running around.
You think?
Yeah, I absolutely know so. So we'll have, and we'll just have, we'll be doing tours through the garden, like what the girls will be doing. We'll kind of just take the public through and kind of say, you know, we're going to have yoga. We'll have yoga underneath the maple trees. And so we'll kind of be just showing what we're going to be doing during the week. We'll be showing the public that.
Yeah. Does it cost anything to attend?
No.
Okay.
We will have a booth set up that has information about the camp, and we will take donations, obviously, because we're a nonprofit. We're raising funds so that any girl can go to camp.
That's right.
We'll make it happen.
And you did say off the mic that this was more of it's not a full-blown fundraiser, but certainly if someone was attending the open house and they felt led to give their support, you'd certainly appreciate it.
Yeah. We accept donations, and it's tax deductible. We have a fiscal agent. Yes, we would love funding because that's what we're doing now is raising the funds to support all the girls that come to camp.
Yeah.
It's costly for housing. They stay at Knox College.
Okay.
That's quite costly. And the food there. And we have food at the farm during the week. And we have busing. There's a lot of costs that aren't obvious to the public.
Right, right.
That we make sure are paid and we're self-sustainable.
Right.
Which is...
Yeah, and again, Stacy, you were saying that you want to make sure that every girl who wants to go
has a chance to go,
and that's why that fundraising is so important.
Yeah, no girl is turned away because of financial difficulties. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are a nonprofit, and all year long we're out, you know, getting sponsors and having fundraisers so that any girl gets to go. Yeah. I mean, that is so important to us. If you don't have the money, that you still get to go. If you have the money, pay for it, please. That's great. But no girls turned away because of financial difficulties.
So I'd like to step back. We want to talk about just how this all got started. Eloise, you're from around this area?
I am originally from Delavan, Illinois, which is a small town south 70 miles south of here.
Yeah.
But I moved here when I got married to my wonderful husband, John, and he's an insurance agent in Galesburg.
Okay.
And he's been here for a long time.
Yeah.
I started a gardening business over 15 years ago. And when my kids were grown, I wanted something to do and found that I was good. I was surprised myself. I was good at gardening.
Was it something that you'd always done, or?
It's in my family. I was raised on a farm,
okay,
and I was always around it.
Yeah.
And we always had a garden because I fed my family on our garden produce.
Okay.
But I wanted a job, but I wanted to be at home, and this fit.
Yeah.
And we had the property. So I started a very small gardening business, and I started into a farmer's market about over 10 years ago.
Okay.
And that all went well. And I came to a point where I needed change. I needed more. And someone, well, Melissa Kehoe, she was really prominent in starting this,
yeah,
said, you know, what would make it perfect? What would you want to do? And I said, I love when I'm giving a tour. I give a lot of tours of the garden, and some youth starts asking questions because they get so excited about what I'm doing.
Huh.
That I love, and I would love to do that more. And she said, why don't you start a camp? And I thought, you know, it sounds great. I didn't really think much about it. But she came and said, I'll have you talk to a group, and if they, you know, come on board, we'll do a camp.
Well, I want to step back more. You're saying you're giving tours of your, you know, a lot of people have gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I had a garden when I was, you know, when we grew up. It was a pretty big one at my grandma's house, and then my mom and dad had one. But yours sounds like it's a lot more involved. If you're giving tours of your garden, it must be something really, really special. So tell me about what. This is a big operation. This is more than just a, well, let's go out and get the garden in the backyard. This is a garden.
Oh, you know, you see things every day and you quit thinking it's so special. But what happens when people come out, they're kind of like, wow, you do this all by yourself? And I said, no, I don't do this by myself.
Yeah.
My husband works in the garden before he goes to work, and he works in the garden after he comes home from work. And
my
I
gosh.
Have volunteers, and I love doing it, so I'm out there all day. And
how many acres are we talking
here? Oh, we're only talking like an acre and a half.
Okay.
It's not a huge place.
But what kind of things are you planting there?
The very standard. We do a lot of potatoes and tomatoes and green beans and peas and onions and the standard vegetables.
Okay.
And since I've done this a while, I raise all the plants for the garden in my basement. So I start early in the year. So when we talked to the girls about camp, I said, you know, I plan in December because I have to order seeds.
Wow.
So I look at what worked and I keep that the same. And what doesn't work, change it. You don't have to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do the camp, we talk to them about planning their life so they have a focus of where they're going.
Well, let's get into the camp part of it. You spoke to a group, right? You spoke to the group.
I spoke to the group.
How was that? Very first time, because you told me off the mic, they said, I'm not a speaker, but you went to speak to this group of young people?
No, these were all walks of life of people in the community.
Okay.
And I knew maybe five people there out of 25. And I, if I'm passionate, I can talk about something. I can talk about gardening. I can talk about camp.
Yeah.
You talk about anything else and I get tongue-tied. it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But the whole group wanted to do this.
My gosh.
So within 4 months, we put the camp together last year. We did the fundraising, and we wrote all the applications, and we fundraised, found campers, and set up the camp. And the camp itself was marvelous.
Yeah.
It changed lives.
Mm. And the basis of it is it's a camp for girls about gardening and life. And
it is.
Yeah.
It's for girls 12 to 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
No girl is turned away for inability to pay. We do a lot of fundraising. We talk about how the soil is a community. And if you don't have that community in the soil, your plants will not thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And how to build that community in the soil. And then we relate it to their lives. You need people behind you that that believe in you and want the best for you without asking for things in return. You want that support group around you. And if you get that support, you will thrive. Nothing is going to stop you from thriving. And like a little acorn, what is in that acorn is all there. And see this, I have huge oak trees in my yard. Everything that was in going to that be that tree is in that little acorn. And that little acorn doesn't know what it's going to look like when it's big. But it's all there. What's in you is there. And you have lots of possibilities. All you have to do is build your community of people that believe in you so that you can thrive.
Stacy, I want to get talk to you a bit here.
Okay.
You are from this area?
I'm from Burlington originally, okay. But I live in Monmouth, and I've been there, yeah, most of my adult life, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're a photographer.
I am a photographer. I have a studio in the Weinberg Arcade.
Okay, what's the name of your studio?
Moments by Heart Photography.
Moments by Heart Photography, mm-hmm. H-A-R-T.
H-A-R-T. I get it. That's my last name. Yeah.
That's great. How long have you been in photography?
I've been in photography since I was about 18.
Yeah.
I decided to open a studio about 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. Is it, how has photography changed since you were younger and now?
Oh, yeah.
How does this whole business,
yeah,
obviously digital and film?
It's a different, different animal. I mean, it's completely different. And, but that keeps the learning, that keeps the excitement because you're always, you know, striving to learn something new. So
what's your specialty? What do you specialize in? What do you hang your hat on?
I love all of it.
Okay.
I love the weddings, and I love getting little families that are new and getting them to connect, and not even looking at me, but just getting the yumminess of how their family connects with each other, and I'm back in the back, and I'm just clicking. That's what moments are about.
They're the best photos,
they
aren't
are.
They? Yeah, they
and
are.
So it's, you know, the being in the moment with the people, and then I get to take them home. And I get to look at them and edit, and it's just yummy, and I love what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me about when you first met Eloise, and were you at that meeting?
I was at that meeting. It was in Melissa Kehoe's living room, and I think there was 25 or 27 of us, and
it was a big living room.
Yeah, Melissa has a big house. Yeah, and when Eloise started talking in 2018, I had did this. This class, and it was called Gratitude, and I did this class, and I wrote out a list of what I wanted in Galesburg.
Yeah.
And when Eloise started talking, she started talking on points that I had written down in 2018. And I was so moved by what she wanted to do for these 12 to 14 year olds, because that's such a pivotal age, and if you can get in there and remind them how amazing they are, and this is where I come in as a photographer. Like, I get to capture those moments where these little girls are starting to see themselves for the first time.
Sure.
Not the identity in which their peers are saying, but cultivating the innerness of who they truly are.
Mm.
And as a photographer, that's yummy.
Yeah.
That's the juice.
And so you're listening to her present kind of her passion of what she's, her vision of what she's hoping this to be. And you were in.
Along
with everybody else. Yeah.
I was actually crying.
Oh, boy.
Because I was like, oh, my gosh, we need this.
Yeah.
We need this in our community. And I was 100% in.
Yeah.
I took Moments by Heart, and Moments by Heart and Stacy Heart just went 100% in.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so let's talk about, we're talking with Eloise Spurgeon. She's the founder and owner of the camp and the president of the board of the Spurgeon Gardens Farm Camp Project, and Stacy Heart is one of the founders and vice president of the board and a photographer.
Moments by Heart.
Moments by Heart.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Farm Camp Project. So you've decided you're going to do this, and how do you get a camp going? And you've decided you're going to do it, and you're getting the money together and all that. So tell us how last year went.
Last year was.
Your first camp,
yeah. It was so marvelous. We had a small group of girls.
How many campers did you have?
We had 9.
Okay.
We had 2 interns and 7 girls.
Okay.
And the day before camp, we had 14 signed up.
Yeah.
Applications. And the day before, seven of them decided not to come.
Oh.
Now, at the time, it's quite a blow.
Yeah.
But the first day of camp, one of our main speakers came down with COVID.
Oh, no.
And because she was in contact with half of my volunteers, half of my volunteers were in quarantine. So I had half of my campers and half of my volunteers, and it was perfect. And the first day, it rained. Now, I had spent a month putting mulch in my backyard in case it would rain in July, which doesn't happen real often.
No, no.
But the day before camp, we had 3 inches of rain. And so the girls were not standing in water. And that first day, I said, I don't look at this as a bad thing. I always have a plan B. And a lot of times, plan B is better than plan A.
Yeah.
And just smell that beautiful smell of the rain.
Yeah.
And we're under a tent. We're safe and it's clean. Our feet are not wet. This is perfect. Yeah. And we're going to have a great time. And we did.
Oh, we did.
Instead of going into the garden, we started with crafts. We did other things.
Yeah.
And it stopped raining and it wasn't muddy. And we went out in the garden. And it didn't halt things at all. And that happened many times during camp. Something happened where we couldn't do what we had planned, and it was perfect.
Yeah, I'll be darned. And so you the campers would come to the camp during the day, and then they would stay at Knox College?
Yes.
And how many days was the camp for?
Last year was 7 days.
It was 7 days
last
year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the high? You say you were talking about lives being changed. Give me some examples of.
On the first day, so the girls go through registration, and at the end of the registration, they come to me, and I just do, you know, I take a few headshots of them, and I ask them a few questions, like, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? Do you want to go to college? And we had one girl that she had her hoodie on, and she was hiding. She didn't want to be there. And she wasn't going to plan on ever going to college. And she was our oldest last year. And matter of fact, she was 15 and our cutoff was 14.
Yeah.
But we kind of let her in because we had all those girls not come at the last minute.
Sure.
So we let a 15-year-old in. Well, that little girl is in college for kids getting college credits this summer.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and she took that hoodie off and she never put it back on. And she was an inspiration for everyone last year.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Oh, boy.
And it changed adults as well. Mm-hmm. It changed me.
Mm-hmm.
One of our main themes last year was we have a voice and we get to use it. That we're important enough. We need to have the self-confidence to say what we want. And my lesson was that I get to have a voice and I get to use it. I get to stand up to people when I think I'm right and be heard. And it was hard for me to do. I usually let people walk over me and I was changed. And now I speak.
Yeah.
And I speak loudly. And we've taught the girls this too, that they have a voice and they are important and we get to hear them.
Mm. Yeah. Eloise Spurgeon is the founder and owner of the camp, Spurgeon Gardens Farm Camp. She's the president of the board. Stacy Hart is one of the founders and vice president of the board. And she's a photographer.
Moments by Heart.
Why can't I remember that? We're talking about the Spurgeon Gardens Farm Camp project. And last year was a success. And so you're doing it again this year. And how many campers do you have signed up for this year?
I think we have six right now.
Okay.
I mean, we have a few that we're just there saying, yes, we're coming, that they haven't turned their application in.
Sure.
The number that we have for Knox College is 15. We can always raise that number.
Oh, I see.
But we have three interns this year. We have two volunteers. I'm one of the volunteers at the dorms. And then the other one, and she's an international teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
So between the day and the evening, it's going to be just fun-filled.
Yeah. So you do have space.
We have space for some more, and we need applications as soon as possible because we want to be sure to order T-shirts and food and all the stuff that we have to do before camp.
Mm-hmm. So how does one apply?
So they can go to www.spurgeongardens.com, and go into the applications and fill out a camper application. If you need financial assistance, please fill out the financial aid form.
Sure.
And yeah, get that in. We do have space. So if you're 12 to 14 and you'd like to have a farm camp experience, then we'd love to have you.
You wanted to take a moment to thank your supporters. It takes some, you've got some corporate supporters and some individuals that are helping. Who would you like to make sure we recognize today?
BNSF, Burlington Northern, has been a terrific supporter of ours. And we have one of our board members is from BNSF. We have
F&M Bank as a sponsor. We have we have lots of little sponsors. Dave's Auto Body. We have Jay Bullis with Bullis Insurance. You guys, WGIL.
Yeah.
My Photography is a sponsor. Moments by Heart Photography. Right. Tompkins State Bank.
A lot of clubs. Elks Club.
Elks Club just donated a very nice check. Yeah.
Kiwanis Club. Rotary.
Rotary.
Mm-hmm. Kehoe.
Kehoe has been one of our biggest supporters.
You had mentioned Melissa.
So. Oh, yeah. They've been such a wonderful supporter of us. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, and I'm sure you've got lots of, again, individuals that feel, you know, passionate about this and want to support it as well. So
the community has been awesome. Yeah. I feel humbled at how much support we get from even just strangers.
Absolutely.
We have it just every now and then we'll just get a random check from somebody that nobody knows.
Wow.
And they'll just send money because they know how important it is for these young girls.
Planting seeds, feeding souls.
That's what we're doing.
So let's talk about the camp, and it's coming up soon.
It's June. The 27th of June.
Okay.
To
July
1st. Today.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what the schedule is going to be like for these young people.
You know, in the morning, they're going to wake up at Knox College.
Yeah.
They're going to wake up in a dorm room, and they're going to have a college experience. And the first thing they do is they get dressed, and then they come, and we circle up. And we have silence. We teach the girls to be okay with sitting in silence, to have control over their mind, right? And we call it mindfulness.
Well, how do we get silence when we got our phones with us all the time? Do you allow the phones?
The girls get to carry their phones throughout the day. We ask them not to be on it.
Yeah.
Because we do. We want them to take pictures and we want them to take video. And
but you want them to have the camp experience too,
yeah,
and
so,
it's hard to do that when your nose is in a.
Well, they're not
phone.
They're not to have it. They're not to be talking to anyone.
Sure.
And it will be confiscated if they're not paying attention to what we're doing.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And given back at the end of, you know, that segment.
Yeah,
we have built-in times they can be on their phone.
Sure.
We don't have rules. We have boundaries of integrity.
Sure.
And we ask the girls to adhere to those. Mm-hmm. You know. And even for their personal, even to know that that is possible, I can do this, mm-hmm. right? We don't have to be on the phones, and that's such a big thing, even for this state, you know, because we're so used to instant gratification, and when we connect to nature, that is instant gratification.
Yeah.
We don't need our phones for that.
Mm. Stacy Hart and Eloise Spurgeon are from the Spurgeon Farm Camp Project. It's coming up at the end of June for young people, young girls age 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And there is still space available. We're talking about the camp. They spend a lot of time in your gardens.
And the kids are not used to being outside as much. So we're really careful with sunscreen and large hats and getting into the shade and hydrating. I think we did have one girl last year that got a slight sunburn.
Yeah.
But we're really watching that.
You're digging in the soil. You are showing them what plants go with other plants, what type of soil is good for the. I mean, is that kind of a lot of this?
Yes. And I was on the application, we ask what the girls are afraid of. And a lot of them are afraid of small furry mammals or reptiles or bugs. And so the first day I said, I am so proud of you for coming to a farm camp because I can guarantee you there's going to be reptiles and mammals and bugs.
Yes.
But we will not ask you to pick them up.
Right.
And the thing about fear is the more you know about it and understand it, the less afraid you are.
Yeah.
And we will teach you about the things that you might be afraid of, but we won't require you to touch them.
Yeah, wonderful. These things that you're teaching these young people are skills and maybe interests and even a love of gardening that could take them through their whole life.
And it's something you can do everywhere. One of our classes last year was on container gardening, and you can do that anywhere. Yeah. You can do it in your house. You can do it on a balcony. You can do it outside. What they learn, they will carry with them always.
Yeah. And you even said that somebody already...
We had two girls from last year, and we learned about this at Farmer's Market last week. They came to Farmer's Market, and one of them showed me a picture of her garden, and it had a little white picket fence around it. And the mom told me, she goes, "I don't know anything about gardening. Oh. My daughter taught me." So we had two girls teach their moms how to have a garden, and their gardens are thriving, and they started their gardens from seed.
Oh, that's got to make you feel
that
good.
Last year, I mean, we talk about the mayor, Peter Schwartzman, and Eloise. Yeah. They teach a class on living soil, and I didn't even know about living soil. I didn't even know the soil was alive.
Oh,
and
darn.
So I learned so much last year, but and the girls are fascinated by this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we have a speaker from the University of Illinois Extension, Chris Enroth. Mm-hmm. He did the container garden talk. We have Tina Hope from Knox College did herbs, and she made bug repellent last year, which was really fun. And this year she's making sunscreen.
I'll be darned.
Which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
We have a gal from, I keep remembering what she's from. But she's doing pollinators.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the
bees
bugs that
and
help
the bugs. Oh yeah.
To help the garden.
Wonderful.
We're gonna do edibles. Nathan out in the wild, edibles. Yeah. What is safe and what is not, and how to tell the difference.
Oh my gosh.
And the dangers of outside. We're gonna talk about ticks and mosquitoes and poison ivy and stinging nettle. Things that everybody should know because it's everywhere. Even if you live downtown, you can get into something that's dangerous.
Sure, sure. Eloise Spurgeon and Stacy Hartz, they are from the Spurgeon Gardens Farm Camp Project. Any plans to expand this to have a boy camp?
Oh, that's such a great question we really wanted that this year. But
yeah.
We're just fine-tuning the girls' camp, and I don't know, we're kind of hoping in the next few years.
Sure.
Yes. We have it in the planning, but we want to make sure we are sustainable.
Yeah.
That everything, the applications are all done, all the details that I did not know about before I got into this.
Sure.
We want to make sure all of that is in line. Our website, our fiscal agent, all of the details.
Yeah. Well, go to SpurgeonGardens.com for more information and to sign up your camper. If you got a child or grandchild between the age of 12 and 14, if she's interested in this, make sure you get her signed up because it's coming at the end of the month. And one way that you can find out some more information is, again, your open house coming up on the 25th. We want to mention that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1 to 5.
Yeah, at gardens.
My house, it'll be set up just like camp. The tents will all be up. We have some animals coming, which will be really fun. And there'll be volunteers to answer questions. We'll have tours. We'll have games.
Oh, wonderful.
It'll be just a fun day.
Yeah, and just really an opportunity to find out more about what this is about, mm-hmm. and an opportunity to support it, too, if you feel so led, right?
Absolutely. If somebody feels, you know, that they hear about this camp and they think it's important for these girls, please send a donation. We'll gladly accept it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best of luck on your camp this year. We appreciate you coming in to talk to us, and we thank you and all your volunteers and everybody who is so passionate about this and making this happen for our young people.
Thank you so much
Thanks,
for doing
Chris.
This for us.